Now, the East Norfolk Operatic Society have their performance of the Pirates of Penzance currently, and Courtney Yule recently caught up with one of the members of the company, Ross Sweatman. Ross is a member of the company, a musical director for the company from time to time, and a part in the show at the Madam Market Theatre.
Could you tell me a bit more about the show that you're putting on and the character you'll be playing?
The show, as you'll know, is The Pirates of Penzance, set in late Victorian times in Cornwall. I'm playing the part of Ruth, who's sort of the typical Gilbert and Sullivan old bag lady part, and she is actually one of the pirate band by mistake, in a way, because when she was a young nursemaid looking after young Frederick, who is now a hero of the piece, she made a mistake by being deaf, and when she was told by her boss to go and bind him to a pilot, the old-fashioned word for a sea captain, instead she misheard and bound him to a pirate. So that's the whole crux of the situation. Of course, it all ends happily ever after in the end, but not without a lot of twists and turns as we go along.
It's amazing. It's definitely catered to everybody, then, I assume.
Absolutely, all ages. I remember when I was 8 many years ago, it was just my absolute favourite thing to listen to and sing along with. And my grandson now, who's 7, I mean, he knows bits of it now already. So it's, you know, it's absolutely for all ages, and it's such a romp. I think perhaps that's why it's one of Gilbert and Sullivan's absolute still all-time favourites. I mean, considering it was written in about 1870, 1880, thereabouts, you know, 120 years on, still amusing people, still just got that feel good about it, and the music's fantastic. It's real jaunty, piratey, swashbucklingly stuff. The most fun.
With the East Norfolk Operatic Society, then, is Gilbert and Sullivan the sort of thing that you usually do, or is it a newer thing?
It very much tends to be what we do. When we started in 1959, they did start with Gilbert and Sullivan, because, of course, then, you know, you think back to only 1959, it was only actually sort of 70, 80 years old, which is extraordinary now when we think we're talking about shows that are 120 years old and still going strong. But it was very much started off with Gilbert and Sullivan. I suppose people have always joined East Norfolk who actually love Gilbert and Sullivan and love Keep It Alive. And there are fewer and fewer groups now doing Gilbert and Sullivan. We've got a lot of youngsters in our cast who are all GNS fans, and we're lucky with our society. We have very strong family feel. Maybe it's because we sort of like quite a niche thing, and the audience is certainly feels like our family as well, because they love coming and seeing Gilbert and Sullivan, and we're one of a very few companies that are left who are doing it.
So could you tell me how long you've actually been a part of the society?
I did my first role, my first show with them. I was lucky, I went straight in and did a role in 1999, and that show was called Ruddy Gore, and there's a marvellous part called Mad Margaret. I've been with them, and I've also been their musical director for 7 shows as well. 1959 we started, yeah. Got members, I think our president, actually. I think her father, her grandfather was one of the sort of founding figures of it. You do feel you have that blood tie running through the society.
Yeah.
Which is just fabulous.
I have one very important question for you, and that is, why is musical theatre so important to you?
Oh my goodness. I think because there's something, because I've done opera as well, but there's just something about musical theatre and Gilbert and Sullivan which just completely lifts the spirits. And it's probably because so often, certainly with GNS, there's a huge amount of comedy in it. I love doing stuff that involves good singing, good music, but a really good dose of fun. And I think if you have that combination, you've really got a winning show on your hands.
It's really about how we can all come together and show how much is going on backstage. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, when I'm the MD for a show and I'm musical director, we start off for the first 10 weeks, maybe, of just doing music rehearsals. So that's literally, and even though most of the cast know the show like the back of their hands, we always get newcomers, and I always want to make sure everything's right. So I spend the first 10 weeks, once a week, note bashing. So literally teaching four-part harmony to the singers, to the chorus, and then working individually one-to-one with the principals to get them up to speed.
I think no one realises how much hard work it is until you're part of that team. I think it's just amazing, and I mean, the musical theatre community is brilliant, and it's so amazing to hear about yours as well.
It is lovely. And when you talk of the musical theatre community, that's very, very, actually really important because, you know, we perform at the Madder Market. We rehearse out at Roxham, but we perform at Madder Market. Now, we have connections with all the other Norfolk and some of the Suffolk, but certainly the Norfolk-based societies who do all sorts of different shows. You know, Chroma Ops over at the pier doing Shrek. A gang of us will be going off to see that. A gang of them will come and see us. North and Norwich recently did The Sound of Music at Theatre Royal. They gave us the brilliant idea of actually doing a come and watch us do excerpts from a show outside the Forum one Saturday morning, which we've never done before, but North and Norwich had done it. And David Pulling, their chairman, was very helpful, you know, in helping us organise it. Even if you're doing very different shows, the love for the form and the genre is what links us all.
Yes, and I think that's what I wanted to get across most of all in this series, to show that anyone in any community, wherever they are, musical theatre can bring us all together, and it's just so important, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Right, but as I say, we're very lucky, I think, in Norfolk, and it may be because we seem to have a really strong tradition of good Amdram and musical theatre in the county, which goes back decades. Everybody virtually knows everybody.
Could you just let us know how we can book tickets to come watch?
Okay, well, you need to contact the Madder Market box office. That can be done online now. There's booking online. Go straight to the Madder Market box office, or you can ring the number, which is 01603 620917.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
That was Ros Swetman from the East Norfolk Operatic Society talking to Courtney Yule, and she's doing an whole series about musical theatre in our neck of the woods. So I'm looking forward to hearing the next one. And if you want to find out more about the society itself, the website is enosoc.co.uk. And they've got, I'm just looking now at the gallery, great pictures. They certainly know how to have a good time, these guys.